Tom Petty gives us Free Falling in 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. It's the best mix in the morning show. I'm Zach East, and this is your daily dish for Tuesday. You know, who needs a stimulus check when we have Kim Kardashian around? The mogul said on Monday that she's giving away $500,000. In a tweet, she wrote, "I know 2020's been really hard and people are struggling, worried about how they're going to pay rent, put food on the table, or a gift under the tree for their kids. I want to spread the love by sending $500 to 1,000 people." For the chance to win, Kim asked fans to reply to her post on Twitter with their hashtag and the hashtag KKWHoliday. Stand-up comedian and former SNL writer John Mulaney has fallen off the wagon. The comedian has checked into rehab for alcohol and cocaine addiction. According to Page Six, he'll spend the next 60 days at a treatment facility in Pennsylvania. The Big Mouth star, who has said he started drinking at 13 years old, didn't fight rehab. A source says John's friends and family are happy that he's finally getting some help and focusing on his health. John had been sober for the last 15 years, but the lockdown is apparently too much for him. The insider explains that unfortunately he has struggled again during the pandemic. And OK Magazine claims Lori Loughlin's daughters Bella and Olivia Jade have allegedly been partying while she and her husband are in jail. A source tells the magazine the two have been partying the pain away and have been treating themselves to five-star spa retreats, drinking wine every night, and enjoying fabulous dinners at high-end restaurants. Olivia was downing glassfuls of wine while binge-watching The Bachelorette, while Bella was focusing on R&R. They're more spoiled than ever. They had nothing to do with their parents' scandal and figure they have every right to have fun. That is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.